Son, Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus is the Word made flesh, and that through God the Father all things were made. For our salvation and by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. He walked on this earth, lived blameless and without sin. He came as a servant, healing the lame, the blind, and the deaf, and also raising the dead. I believe that Jesus died on a cross as the ultimate sacrifice for all people, and that his death erased the debt of sin for all who believe in him. And whosoever believes in him will not die, but will live forever. I believe in the resurrection of Christ. Though he suffered and was buried, on the third day he rose from the dead, conquering hell and the grave. He ascended into heaven, where he has prepared a place for us to live with him. I believe in the church, God's body of believers, charged with spreading the good news throughout the world. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the breath of God, who lives in every believer. The Spirit illuminates truth and inspires believers to worship and serve Jesus Christ. He is our helper, our comfort, and our compass. I believe that Jesus will come again to judge both the living and the dead, and that his kingdom will have no end. He is Lord of lords, King of kings, creator of heaven and earth, who reigns now and forever. Hallelujah!
I believe that Jesus will come again. Let's give the orchestra a big hand. Great job. Great job. Turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. If you have a pew, you do not have a Bible, there are Bibles in the pews there. John chapter 1, New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. What do you believe? What do you believe? You ever think about it? What do you believe? There's things you shouldn't believe. I've got them written up here. Things that we say, you know, I'm not bad as, I'm going to win the lottery. I trust my horoscope. Even though I shouldn't, my peers will accept me more if I do. Teenagers, that is something that you must realize, that truth is greater than peer pressure. And it'll reward you much, much longer. Also, it says, I can quit anytime I want to. Is that a lie? Some people tell them. And they know they shouldn't be doing it. I can quit anytime I want to. And then it says, I don't need anyone's help. And I won't get caught. Is that right? I won't get caught. And these are things, and it says, money and things will make me happy. These are untruths that we should not tell ourselves or believe. And then in the list of lies there that sometimes ladies and men both tell themselves, you know, God's going to punish you, and God hates you, and God's against you, and God's not going to use you. Is God going to use you? What do you believe? What do you believe? Let's go to the next slide. The next slide. I believe. I've just been thinking about things I believe. I believe in the sunrise every morning. Huh? Isn't that a good thought? How many of you are up to see the sunrise every morning? Okay, that's better now. It's better now. You know, I believe in the sunset every night. Aren't some of them just beautiful? I believe in the moon. Isn't it neat that you can count on the moon being there? Every night the moon comes out, sometimes during the daytime. I believe in the stars. Is that right? The stars are out there. I was out there last night and Orion was just pumping right at me. And I'm sitting there going, wow, I believe in those things. Is that right? Those are absolutes. I believe in the laws of nature. We have some laws of nature, just like gravity. Do you believe in gravity? You know, gravity, you know, that's a law of nature. And it's important that we think about that, that we believe in those things and we realize, wow, I believe in air. Let's all believe in air. You believe that because you do it all the time. You can go to sleep believing that one. Yeah, that's air. And you just sit there and say, wow, that is just, well, there's absolute nature laws, there's science laws, there's things that are natural, and just like a tree. Isn't it neat? You plant a little seed, and we've been here for 33 years. Our trees at our house have grown up and up. And you realize, wow, I believe in family. Huh? I believe in family. Some friends, read that. That is really good. Some friends get so close to you that they become family too. Friends and family. People that you believe in. And you realize, I really believe in these people. And you trust in these people. You know, truth. Truth. All it is believing, is trusting truth. It's something you hold as truth and you trust it. Biggest statement, if you needed a kidney, who would you know would give it to you? Now that's heavy. You need a kidney, right? Who would give it to you? I asked that to our basketball guys Tuesday night, and one of them just said, Willis would. And I go, wow, that's. I believe, he believes in that person, is that right? He believes in that person. You know, if you only had one call to make, who would you call? Teenagers and young adults, remember, the person you would call is usually your parents. Remember that. You know, if you could ask somebody to help you, who would that be? If you were needing a reference, who would that be? These are people you trust. things you believe in. I just want us to think about that this morning. They're absolute things. Things that do not change. And we have a lot of things in our world that's changing all over the place. And we definitely need some absolutes. I'm going to preach through a song this morning. It's called Glorious Day. And we're going to sing it at the end. But this goes all the way through all the doctrines. I believe in heaven. The first phrase of it, you'll see it up here. The first phrase is, one day when heaven was filled with His praises. I believe in heaven, huh? I believe in heaven, and I believe it's going to be there. It is there. And then I believe in the beginning God. Is that right? I believe that. Genesis 1:1, I believe that. And it's so important that we grasp that and realize, I believe that. I believe that God created man. That God created man. Oh, not that way. I believe He created him from dust. Evolution is one of the biggest lies the devil's ever told us. One of the biggest lies. It's the lie that says, there is no God. No. God created man out of the dust of the ground. And when he dies, he returns to what? Dust. He doesn't return to a monkey. He returns to dust. I believe that he had a relationship with Adam and Eve in the garden that is beautiful, that was one, that was trusting, that was supporting, that was relational, that it was wonderful, huh? And one day I'm going to have it again with him personally in heaven. Whoa! I believe in sin. The next phrase in the song is, it says, one day when sin was as black as could be. I believe that one day the serpent, Satan, tempted Eve and Adam, and they sinned, and this sin was cast upon all of us. Do you know why you're a sinner? Do you know why your little beautiful grandchildren? Don't you love them? And you say to them when they're about 8 or 9, when they stick in their hand in the cookie jar, did you take that cookie? They have the cookie in their hand. And they'll say what? No. Why did they do that? Because they were born sinners. And they sin. And you got to get that sin out of them. Sin separated us from God. Put this one up. Here when they sinned in the garden, there was a beautiful time in heaven. And sin separated us. And now man that was together with God in the garden, now he's separated. And he needs a Savior. And it's wild to realize that. Put the next phrase up. It says, Jesus came forth and to be born of a virgin. He was born. And then he came in a manger. And we realize a Savior's born. And you realize we were with God. We were separated from God by our sins. We needed a Savior. And he's the Savior. That's the beauty of it all. The next phrase is, dwelt among men. My example is he. He healed. He lived. He loved. He cared. He walked on this earth. He really was here for 33 years. Over in Israel, I've been to the places he was. And it's wonderful to realize he really lived. He really loved. He really healed. He really cared. He really taught. He really died. Is that right? He was real. And he is real as heaven is real. Then sin. And then he gave us a Savior is born. And it's wonderful. Put the next one up. Then it says, the Word became flesh and the light shined among us. His glory revealed. God became flesh and God became a baby. God became a man. God became this. John chapter 1, verse 1. Let's all look at it. John chapter 1. I hope you have it in your Bible there. John chapter 1, verse 1. It is important that we realize this is what it's all about. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now all those was's is hard to have. We can't put our minds around it. And we realize that He is God. He was with God and he was God. I can't do that, but he can. He's God. And we must remember that the Word became flesh. And it's beautiful here in John 1:1. Let's keep reading it here. And it says, the same was in the beginning with God, Genesis 1. All things were made by him, he's the creator, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him is life, and the life was the light of men. And we go, wow. Who is this life? Who is this creator? Who is this was God and with God and from the beginning? John 1:14. Look at it. Drop down a few verses. And the Word, what? Was made flesh. Thank you, beautiful wife. The Word was made flesh. God became human so that he could shed his blood, real blood, for your sins and my sins to become the Savior. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. His glow, his holiness, his righteousness, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, that God became a man, God became flesh, God became human, full of grace and truth. And then verse 17, grace and truth, we know who this person is. In verse 17, who is this Word? Who is this grace and truth? Verse 17, who is it?
Jesus.
And our Savior. And it's wonderful to catch this and realize, my. Another verse I want you to look up is, if you're looking in your Bible, Jude, right at the end of the New Testament, verse 24 and 25. We're going to be there next. Let's put up the next one. It says, one day they led him to Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on the tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins. My Redeemer is he. My Redeemer. Hands that held nations stretched out on the tree and looked and took the nails for me. He's my forgiver. He's my cleanser. He's my Redeemer. He died and bled for me. And he's our Savior. It's not a religion. He's a Savior. We don't have a religion. We have a Savior. And we have one that has forgiven our sins. And I believe it. And it's real. And I trust you have that relationship and that confidence and that peace and that joy that you've been forgiven, but not because you're good, because he's good and he's the Savior and he's our Savior. But this morning, I want you to grab it real quickly. He's my Savior. He's mine. He's mine. He died in my place. I should have suffered and died, but he died in my place. He took my death. And I don't have to die because he died. And I believe in it. I trust in it. And he's given me salvation and eternal life. And it's wonderful because he died for me. I don't have to die in hell forever. He took my place. I hope you know that. That's faith. That's believing. That's wonderful. To have that confidence. I just had a funeral on Friday. I never met the lady. But they told me this lady read the Bible all the time. This lady, when I was talking about Bible reading, one of the ladies just set up, well, she read her daily bread every day. And I said, well, great. We try to get that to happen. And she's prayed for all of us. And she loved Jesus and talked. And I was so excited that I got to have a funeral of a person that knew Jesus. And to realize that, man, some of them didn't know Jesus and they needed a relationship. And I got to talk about somebody that had one. And she loved Jesus and it was wonderful. My Redeemer. And it's great to catch that and say, thank you. And then I believe in the resurrection. It says, one day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose over death. He had conquered. Now he's ascended, my Lord, my King, my Savior, evermore. Death could not hold him. The grave could not keep him from rising again. He's alive. He died. He lived. He died. He revived. He rose again. And it's wonderful to realize he went to heaven, and it's wonderful to catch that. And then 1 Timothy chapter 3, it says, without question, 1 Timothy 3:6, without question, this is the great mystery of our faith. Here it is. Christ was revealed in a human body and vindicated, empowered by the Spirit. He was seen of angels. It was real. Spiritual people saw him. Angelic, heavenly, unseen. Announced to the nation, preached unto the nations, declared unto the nations, for the Savior's born. He was believed in throughout the world and taken up to heaven in glory. That's the gospel. That's what we believe. That's what we believe. That saves our soul. And it's wonderful to grasp that and to realize, wow, he's coming again. He's coming again. He didn't stay dead. It says one day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the sky with his glories will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Do you believe that? That's something. Heaven, I believe it. Sin, it happened. I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. A Savior came. He lived. He loved. He died. He came for me. And he arose from the dead. And he's gone back to heaven. And one day he's coming back, and I'm ready for it. And it's my Savior. Jesus is mine. I just love that. I believe. I believe. And that is so important that we grasp that and realize, I believe. You're in Jude 1. Put the next one up. Jude 24 and 25, it says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Wow. He's going to keep you from falling into hell, falling into sins. And he says, he's going to present you faultless, righteous, perfect. And you're not, but in Jesus you are, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. God just loves you. He's all joy about you. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power now and evermore. Is that right? It's now. It's not just something, well, when I die, it's going to happen. No, now. He's alive, and he wants us to live with him. Turn to Acts chapter 8, verse 35. Acts chapter 8, verse 35. Everybody, I close. Acts chapter 8, verse 35 is the best example of somebody getting saved in the Bible. Philip's on the way, and an angel tells him to go another way, and he meets a man from Egypt, and he says, go talk to that man, the angel says. And as he was going, the man was sitting in his chariot reading the Bible. If you ever see anybody reading the Bible, you need to go up and talk to him. Huh? And he was reading his Bible, and he says, hey, do you understand what you read? And he says, no, I'd like some man to tell me. Verse 35, look at it. Acts chapter 8, verse 35. It says that then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him whom? Jesus. Wow. Why? Because Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Put that up. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is what? But the gift of God is what? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you don't get Jesus in your life, you're a sinner and you go to hell. But if you get Jesus in your life, you have eternal. It's a gift. It's received by grace. It's trusted. It's believed. It's truth. And I claim it. And I'm forgiven. And it's wonderful. How do I receive this gift? Look at verse 37. Look at verse 37 in your Bibles. Acts chapter 8, verse 37. And it says, and Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen? That's that. Have you been there? Are you there? Romans 10, 9 and 10. Another verse that says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, it says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be what?
Saved
is a Bible word. Have you been saved? Has there a time that you believe this? Preacher, I believe this. I believe this. If you believe it, you have it. If you believe it, this is an addition of a stage here. Dale built this stage many years ago. And to believe in it, I got to stand on it. And I got to stand on the edge. If I stand too far, I believe this stage over here was built for us. This young man over here. To believe in it, what do I have to do? I got it. That's believing. When you believe in Jesus, you take Him to work with you. You take Him to play with you. You take Him to the store with you. You take Him to school with you. Is that right? He's with you in the night. He's with you in the day. He's with you in tough times. He's with you in good times. He's with you in all times. You believe. We were told to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And if you believe that, you will have life. And it's just not something you have on Sunday, or something you have for Christmas or Easter, or something you have to have when you die. I want you to know it's daily, it's every day. It's life, it's relationship. It's He's the Savior, He's God, and He's mine. I love the chorus. This is the chorus. It says, living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. My Savior, Jesus, is mine. Huh? Is that true? You know, He came, He died, He lives. And I believe it. I believe it. I will die for it. I will live for it. I will raise my family with it. It's the truth. It's absolute. And it's truth I trust, and I believe it as much as I believe the sun and the moon and the stars. Huh? I can see all of that, and I'm sitting there going, wow. Do I understand it at all? No. But I believe it because I see it every day. I believe in air. And I don't understand it all, but it's sure nice to have it. I had a heart attack in 06, and it was hard getting air. When you get air, oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And you realize, wow, I believe in air. And it's so important that realize, I believe that God came to this earth from heaven, and He became my Savior because of sin. And if I believe in it, I'll have everlasting life with Him forever and now. And I believe. I confess with my mouth my sins, and I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. I'm saved. What hinders me from knowing all of this? If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And He says, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of the world. My Savior. I want you to catch when you're singing it. End with, my Savior, Jesus is mine. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. My Savior, Jesus is mine. This is this great stuff to realize that Jesus is our Savior. You've just sang a song that goes all through the gospel. I believe He's God. I believe I'm a sinner. I believe He came to save me. I believe He died to save me. And He rose again. And He went back to heaven, and He's coming again. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. My Savior,
Jesus is mine. Is that true in your life, huh? That's true in my life, preacher. I'm not perfect by no means, but I believe and I've trusted Jesus. I've asked Jesus to save me with my mouth, with my heart. I know I'm saved. Can you say amen to that? If you cannot, if you're not sure, preacher, I'm a religious person, but I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Preacher, I believe some of it, but it's just not alive in my life every day. And it's not something that is made up. It is truth. And we trust it. And we live by it. And we love by it. And we raise our children by it. And we determine what's right and wrong by it. And we establish standards by it. And we establish how we live and how we talk and how we love. To help us each to have a better grasp of what we believe, because we've been here to our instrumental Christmas spectacular entitled, I Believe. Bring it alive to our lives every day. And if it's not, help someone to ask the person that brought them to call us this week to read the book of John all the way through until God tells them that they believe. Man, let's give the orchestra another hand. They did a great job. Great job. Thank you. The Lord bless you. See you next Sunday.